This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of my very favorite writers is Flannery O'Connor. It's hard for me to read her fiction because it makes my head feel like it's going to explode. And I get so overwhelmed, I can't even really quite bear to read it, even though I love it. Like her novel, Wise Blood. I love it. It's one of my very favorite novels in the whole world. And I can literally only read one page at a time because it's so intense. But I also love Flannery O'Connor's nonfiction, which I find much less overwhelming and much easier to handle for that reason. And I particularly love her letters. I have read the collection of her letters called The Habit of Being several times. And in fact, I pulled it off the shelf because I'm getting ready to reread it yet again. I find new things in it every time. And one thing that struck me as I've been thinking about it over the years is that there is a theme that emerges very late in the collection in 1964. And at this point, O'Connor's health is worsening. She has lupus. And the sad fact is that we as readers know that she is in the last months of her life. Flannery O'Connor was a deeply religious person, a devout Catholic. And I've always been intrigued that at this point, O'Connor starts to mention a prayer. O'Connor writes to a friend about a prayer that she describes as a prayer I've said every day for many years. It's to Saint Raphael, and it begins, O Raphael, lead us toward those we are waiting for, those who are waiting for us. Raphael, angel of happy meeting, lead us by the hand toward those we are looking for. Because I've studied O'Connor's life, I think I understand for myself why this prayer in particular was so important to her. And because it was so important to her, I've thought a lot about it. It seems to me in life, so often things seem to be a matter of, are we in the right place at the right time to grasp some opportunity to meet the person who can play a pivotal role in our fate? We think, there's someone there for me. If only I could be led to that person I'm looking for. It's a profound thought. If you'd like to hear Flannery O'Connor's own voice, I'll put a link in the show notes so you can hear her read the opening lines from one of her most famous stories. A good man is hard to find.
The grandmother didn't want to go to Florida. She wanted to visit some of her connections in East Tennessee, and she was seizing at every chance to change Bailey's mind.
And I will also link to her book of letters. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.